Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, all you Jackson Dart people. It's January 14th. All you Jackson Dart people, I want to find out what Ryan Wilson thinks about him.
Where did that stuff come from?
Because he's low risk, high reward, and they don't want to take a quarterback at two. That's where this starts. That's where this starts and finish. They are terrified at a quarterback at number two, so they'd like to take a nice low-risk, high-reward mutual fund and let this thing play out, let it simmer, not knowing that, well, they know, but they want to deny it, that these guys here in Cleveland, they always get playing before they're supposed to. They always play before they're ready.
You guys were out, though, on the 2nd and 3rd of January, right? Dart had just played in a bowl game, and it became a whole thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was.
See, I watched that game.
It was dumb.
I watched that game,
people
and I'm like, this is just fine.
People saw him for the first time, and they're like, what about this guy? Just.
Is that where this is? That
yes.
Where that was? Okay.
Yes.
I assumed, but I didn't want to assume.
You can AI generate Jackson Dart in a Browns jersey in 3 seconds now.
Yeah.
And it became a thing.
Well. We'll ask Ryan Wilson to make a comparison coming up at 8 o'clock, and what does he have the Browns doing at number two? But it goes right off of what you said. There's so many people, they don't want to take a quarterback at number two. They find him to be low risk, high reward. They don't want to. So it's like, okay, you guys get your quarterback, but we don't have to take a quarterback that high. We don't have to do that. Like, again, Andre Carter. How many people, Abdul Carter, sorry, Andre Carter was a different player. Abdul Carter. How many people really want Abdul Carter? How many people are afraid of a quarterback and just want to talk themselves out of it? Trading down. Daryl yesterday, I want to trade down, but I don't want to trade down outside the top 10.
Well,
okay.
But no, what's interesting
all right,
about Daryl's point of view.
What a nice
was Daryl,
compromise.
When
Daryl,
we were asking Daryl about quarterbacks, you know, 3 weeks ago in the draft, he's like, you know, haven't really done the deep dive. And then 3 weeks later, he's like, I don't want any part of these quarterbacks.
Because he's afraid of them. Because he's afraid of them. And you're exactly right. Nobody thought these guys were going to be that good. Nobody thought. We've only heard that this is going to be a not too great draft class. So no one wants to be sold on him. So a guy like Daryl, no, I'll say it. He can come on the show anytime he wants to defend himself. A guy like Daryl. When have you known Daryl to be a guy to go for the gusto? When? To stick him out there and go after it. Never, never, not a once. So, yeah, of course he. Well, we can. I have a standard. We can't trade down below 10. Why? What's the difference?
Well, can 11, we also.
Do you have a staff that you've had together for 5 years? Okay, well, what if number 11 is offering you a bunch of first round picks? Oh, we can't trade outside the top 10. I mean, all of a sudden, where are these guidelines that we're drawing?
I thought Jonathan Beerlin had a great point afternoons. They were in a great discussion, Nick and Jonathan, about. You know, these quarterbacks, and Nick was of the ilk, you know, can't take them just to take them, which I think we all agree. We're not trying to take a fourth round graded quarterback, number two overall.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. So I think
no
we can start every conversation knowing that the Browns have to have put a decent grade on these guys to be able to do it. And, you know, not every team thinks the same about these guys. You know, one analyst might have a guy, a third round grade, another a first round grade. So that's obviously part of it. But Jonathan did say we have to acknowledge. Like, Shedeur Sanders got better. He got better from where... Are we still using the draft grades that people and analysts had on these guys a year ago? Because Cam Ward got better. They both got better. And it feels like people are not acknowledging that
they got way better, that
there was development.
But that makes me nervous. That even makes me nervous.
That they got better?
Yeah, to some level. Like, you're never... They want a slam dunk as close to a slam dunk, so we... It's almost like Dazed and Confused. He wants a name brand like Exxon or Richard Petty. I want a name brand like Archie Manning. Okay, well, he's not here, and we need a quarterback. Shedeur Sanders is a name brand. Yeah, well, I know his dad, and his dad's kind of crazy over time, and what I mean, whatever, right? So they get upset about these sort of things. When you get a guy who goes from day three, like Cam Ward, to number one overall, that tends to scare people. Baker Mayfield went from day three to number one overall, did he not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys do get better, and their draft evaluations go up. You can't be telling me that that hasn't happened with both these guys.
But
so you can say your response could be, well, they haven't come far enough. They haven't come a lot. That's fine. That's a different discussion.
Yeah.
But if you're just operating from the impression that was given 3 months ago about these guys and you haven't changed, well, then you're being stubborn to be stubborn, because everybody acknowledges they've gotten better.
So if you don't want a quarterback at number two, what do you want to do? 216-474-0092. How are you going to get your quarterback? We are full of ideas here. We
are in a position. Tell us, because we are both open-minded about this. I am willing, and again, we haven't done the work nearly that the Browns are about to embark on.
I would hope not.
Browns work's not done either. There is still a lot more fact-finding. There's still a lot more investigating. There's interviews. I don't know what either are going to do with their pro days. I remember Shador did say he was willing to play, not in the Senior Bowl, but what's the other end of the season?
Shrine Bowl?
Yeah, that was a report in November.
I'm guessing. I have no idea.
That was, who knows if he's still going to be willing to do that.
But the blue-gray game.
But the work is not done. I know the tape is done from their college careers. That's over. Now here's the next installment. And there is, believe it or not, there's a priority on this next installment. This is important to evaluators. Daniel Jeremiah talks about it all the time. Like, you don't just stop doing the work and come up with your opinions based on everything you've seen. There is still more fact-finding, gathering, all that stuff to be done.
But I do
think NFL teams do find it valuable.
But I do think some of the bulk conversation is done because of the tape that's there. The real conversation.
The fans work is done. The fans, fans are not going to change their opinion from here to the draft now.
Really?
And that's not how NFL teams operate.
No, they don't.
Difference.
But I think fans can change their opinions.
You mean they'll be talked into it by other pundits?
Okay. Or talked out of it.
I get that part of it. But as far as the eye test, it's done. Eye test is done. They've done all. The fan has done all the eye test stuff.
So if there's a lot of people who do not want to take a guy at number two. Does Nick seem to be a guy who's willing to take somebody at number two?
He said he could be talked into it, but it did not seem like he was that open-minded.
So wait a minute. If he could be talked into it, so is he eventually just going to take a quarterback
No, I mean, his whole thing is these guys are not rated high enough for him to want to take them at number two.
So what do we want to do? Because it's like, if I get to a certain level, it's, okay, Sam Darnold is no longer available to us in free agency once March gets here. Mac Jones, all these other quarterbacks are no longer available to us in free agency. Oh, then all of a sudden we're going to come around on making a major investment on number two overall for one of these rookie quarterbacks and then possibly have to invest the next 3 years into those guys? That's nonsensical. You're either in or you're out. You're either open-minded to the idea and willing to talk about those guys, or you're really not. If you're not in right now for a quarterback, you're not in. You're not in. You don't settle at number two overall. Guys, I've never said that. I don't want to settle at number two.
And no team would.
No.
And you could say, what about the Giants and Daniel Jones? They did the work. They thought he was good. I'm sure there was a little more project to him.
I disagreed with them, but they fine. They can go ahead and do it.
But they didn't just take him. They didn't throw their hands up in the air and say, just put a turn in his. No, they were excited about it. And,
good God, I hope not.
And whoever, if we trade out of this pick, whoever's trading up for it, they think that Shador Sanders is good enough.
Yeah.
They think he's good enough. We might disagree. It doesn't mean we should take him just because another team's high on him. But I do think you have to understand, we're not going to be in a situation where no teams think Shador Sanders is good at number two. And therefore, he's not worthy of it.
Yeah. So if you have another guy that you want to go out and get, fine. But you gotta act now. You have to act as quickly as possible and be ready for either free agency or the conversations about a trade. That's what you have to do. Because this is a major issue here. Guys will be either here next year or they will be gone. And we'll be having discussions on coaching searches and general manager searches next year. This is major. So I don't want to settle at number two overall. That's backwards. That's backwards. That's if you don't think a guy's worth it at number two overall, then fine, Sam Darnold. Then fine, Sam Darnold and quarterback X out of the draft later on if you want to take a stab at a guy later in the draft. Fine, quarterback X out of free agency, and we're going to see whether or not that guy can hack it for a year and save our asses for another season while we hopefully amass something and are able to move forward, or we're just going to get these guys let go. 216-474-0092. Brian on the road, you're first up on the fan.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Anthony. Love the show.
Thank you, Brian. Go right on ahead, friend.
Hey, so, you know, been a Browns fan 31 years, whole life, so I've seen about three good winning seasons during that time.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I'm of the opinion, I think, you know, you got to take a quarterback at number two. You just got to keep taking stabs at it till you get it. You never know where good one's going to come from. You know, Tom Brady, seventh rounder. Patrick Mahomes was the end of the first round. So someone's going to grade them high, and you just got to get in there and take one.
Well, Brian, in some senses, I would agree. But, like, if you got to – I think you got to have a passion for it, because it's not like it's a linebacker and it's like, okay, he's not ready and I can stash him on special teams. I mean, if a quarterback you take high ain't playing, it's the biggest conversation in the world. And you answer for that guy. So, like, you and me, we're not going to get fired, right? We're good. But yeah. Then they're going to get let go if they don't find a guy that's really good for it. So, I can take a stab, but it's still going to be like, all right, if I don't play him this year, is he, and my guys are getting fired, do we give that guy a fair chance? Do we finish high enough in the draft for next year that we're ready to take another guy? I would agree with you in a lot of ways in principle, but I don't think it's as simple as that.
Ken, I'm with you. I think we've been having the same conversation since 99, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just with different characters. Thank you very much for the call. All right, 216-474-0092. You heard what Brian said. If you don't want a QB at two, if you don't want one, you say, Ken, I'm out already. Okay, what's your plan? Because your goal, not to get these guys let go, your goal is to keep people employed here and to keep this thing afloat, keep Myles Garrett as a Cleveland Brown, keep these guys here. What are you going to do?